Lord, as you know, today is Thanksgiving, but I don't really feel thankful. I know I should thank you for this past year, but I just really don't know how. And to be honest, I'm just a little bit ashamed to talk to you. You see, like a lot of others, I have to confess that I generally let most days go by without telling you thanks. And that's just not right. So on this day of thanks, there are so many things that I should thank you for. There's my work, my health, my family. And yet, I struggle because I know that I work hard for my paycheck. I've taken control of my diet and exercise a couple times a week. I'm sure I have plenty of time and effort in making my house what it is. I mean, there are times when I wonder if my life would be any different if you weren't in it. I mean, think about it. There are so many successful businessmen, athletes, families who have what they have because of their own hard work. And they don't have you in their lives. It's true. I don't have any control over the big things. I can't make the sun rise. I can't make it rain. I can't make a tree grow. You should see the plant in my living room. And yeah, it's true. My heart pumps and my eyes see without any real effort on my part. Come to think of it, so much of my life, my work, my health, my family, it comes as a gift. I have to admit I am truly blessed. Through good times and bad, there's always been a roof over my head. There's always been food on the table, usually too much. Even when I was worried, those are things to think about, reasons to be grateful. Father, I have to admit, yes, I have sinned against you. I take your daily blessings for granted. It's just so hard to truly thank you for everyday blessings, miracles really, such as health and work and family. I mean, I stand up in front of the confirmation class and I try to teach them what Martin Luther wrote, that I believe that God created me along with all creatures, and he gave me body and soul, eyes and ears, and all my other parts, my mind and all my senses, and preserves them. He gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, family and children, fields, animals, and all I own. And every day he abundantly provides everything I need to nourish this body and life. He protects me against all danger, shields and defends me against all evil. And he does this all because of his pure, fatherly, and divine goodness and his mercy. Not because I've earned it or deserve it. And for all of this, I thank and praise, serve and obey. Yeah, Lord, but it's hard. But I really do thank you for loving me so much. You know, I've heard some Christians say that God's love for me is special because I'm special. And I've always tried to be a good person. I surely don't do a lot of things that other people do. I don't gossip like everyone else in the neighborhood. I don't steal or waste time like some people at work. I'm not as much of a hypocrite as a lot of people are. I do the best I can to please you, and I try to avoid the temptations of pride and greed and lust. Well, maybe I am a little proud. But I'm nothing like that Pharisee who went into the temple and prayed, I thank my God that I am not like the other people. He was really proud. Too proud to admit his deep need before God. He thought he was better than others. But in truth, he was just as sinful. Just like me. I admit it. I'm a sinner. And yeah, if I think about it, I do gossip. I justify it by saying, but it's true. And I neglect my work sometimes. Lord knows I failed as a husband and a father and a neighbor. You know, each week we gather in church and we confess, I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Those words are so true. I do. Often, even before I've left church, I've sinned all over again. But Lord, what can I do about it? I can't do anything about my sin. But you can. And you did. You sent your Son into the world, and he paid the penalty for my sin. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. You know, Lord, when I began praying, I didn't know how to thank you or what to thank you for. But now here in church, I can't stop thanking you for everything. By the way, have I ever thanked you for my church? I know it's not always perfect. We've got our own problems here. Attendance seemed to get smaller and smaller each year. Fewer and fewer people seem to hear, to want to hear your word, to receive your sacraments, to receive your gifts, really. But still, Trinity is a priceless gift from you. And I don't mean to thank you for the church that's just this building, or even just Trinity as a congregation. But I really need to thank you for the gospel, for your love in Jesus Christ itself, which created the church. I ever thank you for my baptism? I mean, that baptism that brought me into the church? Have I ever thanked you for Holy Communion, which forgives my sins and sustains me in my faith? Have I ever thanked you for the ministers who faithfully proclaimed your word and shaped my faith and brought me to enter into the ministry? I ever thanked you for the divine service itself, through which you speak to me and give me the opportunity to answer back in my prayers and petitions and gives me a chance to praise you? I ever thanked you for the people of Trinity who make it such a special place? You know, we are people who come here to confess that we are sinners in need of your forgiveness. And we come here again and again to hear that we are forgiven on account of what Jesus did for us on the cross. We are people who come here to receive your forgiveness through the water and the word of baptism and through the body and blood of our Savior in the Lord's Supper. Unfortunately, all too often, we take that forgiveness, we take your word and your sacraments for granted. Lord, there's so much to thank you for. When I think about it, I realize that I have everything I need. I have food. I have clothing. I have family. I have a Father in heaven who loves me. And more than anything else, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. I belong to you because you have given me to Jesus as my Savior from sin. And to think that you have also given me your Holy Spirit that enables me to believe and to trust in Jesus in the first place. Your Holy Spirit is my comforter, and he lives in me, and he makes me a temple of God. Thank you, Father, for life and for everything in it, for forgiveness, for peace, for this church, for the assurance of life with you, life that will never end. So in every situation, every single day, you give me abundant reasons to give you thanks. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.